Testing one. Congratulations to one of the four finalists for Star in Agriscience, Leah Hefty. Leah, tell us a little bit about your SAE in Agriscience.
Yeah, so my SAE focused a lot on animal and human nutrition. So I first took a look at algae as a use as a palatable feed for my goats when hay was $10 a bale. It was just completely unaffordable to feed them goats or feed them hay. So I took a look at replacing some of the hay with algae and found a palatable and nutritionally sound diet for them with that. I then changed gears and looked at the use of plastic bags of soil to plant your own garden. I found a lot of problems with poverty levels in my community, and I wanted to find a solution where families could not spend much money and still grow their own garden, as well as not put very much time into growing anything at all. And that found that families could in fact grow green beans in a plastic bag of soil. I then looked at the importance of breakfast with a teammate from my home chapter, and we found that it was important for students to eat breakfast, mainly carbohydrate-based, most mornings of the week, and it would increase their GPA. Finally, I looked at the growth of zucchini. I looked at chemical and non-chemical methods to help protect the zucchini plants from insect and disease damage. I found that putting cedar chips on top of the soil worked the best. And that's a little bit about my SAE.
Leah, what was one of the greatest outcomes of your research that you conducted?
My favorite outcome of my research was just being able to tell people around me what I did. I had an opportunity to travel to an international science fair where I met people from across the world, and I got the chance to talk to so many different FFA members about what I have done and the different solutions that I made. And the one thing I love about my project is that it's practical to anyone, whether you know what agriculture is or you've my favorite outcome of my projects is just the fact that I can tell anyone about them and they understand.
Obviously, with research, sometimes it can be really frustrating. What is one of your greatest challenges, and how did you overcome that challenge?
I think the big challenge is time management. One of my projects in particular, the plastic soil bag project, I also had a garden trial, and it took hours upon hours of just weeding and weeding and weeding, and that was fine in the summer, but when school hit, it got a little bit time management struggle, and so that was one challenge, is just trying to find time to complete my projects to my full capability, as well as manage everything else I wanted to be in.
Tell us a little bit about your FFA career so far.
I am a 7-year FFA member, and I'm looking to continue that as an FFA advisor in the future. But during my FFA career, I focused a lot on career development events, ranging from public speaking to different demonstrations we do in Indiana. And I really love doing the projects and the different contests where I could advance myself and really dig into learning. And of course, I was really big in the agriscience contest in itself, just because I've grown up with that and it's gotten me somewhere.
What would you tell an FFA member that is interested in doing some agriscience research? What would you tell them? What advice would you give them?
I would tell them to be excited if they fail. Research is very variable, and you never know what's going to come out of what you do. And so either the successes or the failures are just great steps in the correct direction in conducting any sort of research. So I would just make sure that they know that a failure is not a failure when you're talking about research. It's just a stepping stone to get to the next place.
Is there any research that's going to be happening in the future? Any other new projects you're going to apprehend?
For me personally, probably not my own projects, but I know in the future when I have my own FFA chapter, I'm going to encourage all my students to complete agriscience research. And so that's going to hopefully vary in all different kinds of areas. And I'm just really excited to see what my future students can do. And hopefully they can see the importance of agriscience like I do.
You mentioned that you're going to be hopefully have your own classroom someday. What inspired you to choose agriscience education?
My grandpa is a main influence. He was an ag advisor back in the day, and I've just really appreciated all the work and time he's put into me and other people in our community, and I just want to be able to invest that time into other students and make that kind of an impact as well.
Leah, if you're selected as the star in agriscience and you wake up on Monday morning, what's going to happen?
Well, I'll probably still be talking about it. And the girls I live with at Purdue will not know what to do. But it's going to just be even more motivation to explain the importance of the FFA organization and explain the importance of doing your research and, you know, telling them that hard work does pay off and you can never do enough.
Once again, congratulations to one of the four finalists in the Star in Agri-Science from DeKalb FFA in the state of Indiana, Leah Hefty. Reporting for National FFA, I'm Thomas Shaw.